hubby hobby backfire. You try to join in your hubby with one of his hobbies and it backfired very. Is he upset at you this morning?
Or? A little bit. Yeah, because he works so hard at this Red Dead Redemption dumb game that I don't even know what it is. And I make fun of him all the time for playing because there's no action. It's just him riding a horse. So I was like, let me try to, you know, get better at it or learn it so that way I can have something in common with him. And then I just messed it up. So. Yeah.
This guy's trying to live a simulation life outside of what he's doing. He ruined it.
You can tell it's ruined Sienna's morning as well. She's laughing about it. Yeah, she feels so bad.
I moved on pretty quickly, but he hasn't.
Whoopsie, sorry, babe. I'll see you later.
When you hit a curb, you're just like, whoops, and then you move on.
So we asked you to give us a call, 602-805-0101. Ladies, your hubby hobby backfired. Something you try to do with your hubby, like one of his hobbies, it just backfired. Let's tap in with Jess and Chan. All right, Jess, what you got?
So I got invested with fantasy football just to bond with my husband. Like, I could care less about fantasy football, but when I tell you last season, he was, like, invested. There was barely any me time, so this past season, his friend opened it up, and he was like, anyone that wants to come on? And I was like, huh, maybe I'll go on. So it was kind of a fun thing, but when it came to, like, the drafting and all that stuff, I was like, I'm just going to pick, like, few players. My husband has a whole sheet. He does his homework. He wants to make sure he's getting all the top players. And I was like, I literally am just picking the cute players, obviously, like, or the people I know, where I'm like, Travis Kelce is obviously on my team because I'm a Swiftie.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. That's how it went for me last season.
Sounds like a good tactic.
Well, I even think I had two quarterbacks at one point because they were just cute. My husband was like, get them off. Anyways, I like never changed out my lineup or anything like that. I could care less. Where he is like invested, he'll change it every like 3 days, whatever. He's tracking. And I took home the gold this year.
The gold? I hate this person on the telephone. God.
I just need to know, how much money did you win from all these idiots trying to win and you're just basically picking guys with dimples?
I won a little over $1,000.
$1,000.
Basically on their cuteness factor. Wow. Okay.
Oh my God. How do your husband feel about this?
He was pissed. I was like, what do you mean? I just want us money.
All right.
So I was like, here's the thing. If you are not invested, you pick cute players, you're calm about it, you'll probably win. That's what I took back from that.
That's terrible advice. Actually, my fantasy football league should listen to that advice. It's great advice. But what place did your husband finish in is what I want to know.
Oh my God, poor guy. He was like, he was not even in the top five. He was like, I don't even know, 11th. Like,
she doesn't even care. She's like, I won, so.
I came in 11th out of 10 teams.
You're so annoying.
That would be so crazy. So annoying.
Yeah, well, what's so crazy is they had made, like, a jacket where, like, everybody wins after, and he's been wanting this stupid jacket, and my name is on it.
Oh, my gosh. So are you not going to be in it? Is he going to allow you to be in the league next year? Because, I mean, you got to be grandfathered in now.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a little salty right now, but I'm like, dude, it's coming up. We got to get prepared. And he like keeps playing little games with me, but I'm like, I'm doing it. I obviously need to win us the money.
Right. Oh God. How annoying would that be? Like if you really put all your effort and do the spreadsheets and look at fantasy football. You know how they have the shows on ESPN?
Oh yeah.
And you pick your team. Yeah, the mock draft. And she's like, oh, he has cute eyes. I'm gonna pick that tight end.
He's dating Taylor Swift.
I'm just auto draft. I mean, it's supposed to pick the next best player.
Yeah.
Hon, I did auto draft. I'm gonna get my nails done. I'll be back. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I hate this person.
I know. My husband hates her.
Yeah, he was not happy.
Hey, there's always pickleball, my guy. There's always pickleball. When in doubt, just do pickleball. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. And what did you spend your $1,000 on?
Yeah, no, I went and got a long facial and massage.
Must be nice.
Well, we're 15 weeks away. Let's do it again, I guess.
Run it back, girl. Run it back.
If you want to join mine.
Yeah, Sienna, you want $1,000?
I'm down. Let's do it. I will say I did do pretty well when I was in our work league, but I was the same way. I didn't really care.
You didn't. Her husband changed her lineup every week.
I was like, because the first season I did it with you guys, I cared because I wanted to win and do well, and I did pretty well. And then last season, I made it to playoffs. So
go by the cute man.
Yeah, find the cute man. Thank you for sharing, love.
Thank you.
Bye, Jess.
Bye.
So really quick, guys, I got a text from my mom, and I didn't expect this from her, but she said that my dad almost divorced her because she tried to get into one of his hobbies.
Mother like daughter. Yeah.
Grounds for divorce is crazy, though, for just trying to get into a man's hobby.
Play the game, JD. What do you think Sienna's dad's hobby was that his mom ruined for him?
She tried to become a Raider fan because I know, you know, Sundays are his day for football. So maybe she was like, you know what? I don't have a team. Let me pick this one. Wait, why are they so bad? Wait.
My mom is a diehard Raiders fan, so I'm not going to let you do that to her. She's loyal to the soil.
That's good. That's good.
We're going to tap in with Sienna's mom, why she almost got divorced by her dad of her jumping in on one of his hobbies. All right, we'll find out up next.